Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your happiness specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, coming to you live this Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Happiness specialist, what the hell? Who is she? Who? Rebecca Lynn Norrington, what? Rebecca L. I like to do the L. I like to add the L to my name, like Samuel L. Jackson, like Stephen A. Smith. That's right, Rebecca L. Norrington. Don't ask why. Just compelled. Speaking about, let me just share with you, I get a lot of new listeners every week. You know, people come and go. So for my new listeners, I just want to share with you, how did I get on this road? What is this about, this happiness? You know, I remember having a conversation with my son a few weeks ago, and he told me that. He says, you know, Mom, when you use that word happy, it would piss me off. I hated when you said happiness is the only thing. Happiness is the priority. Happiness. And he said, you know why? I realized it. Because I was so unhappy. Now, for me, it is my number one commitment. It is my number one priority in every single moment of every single day. It is about living consciously, meaning that I am aware of what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I'm behaving, the vibration I'm giving out, the energy I'm giving out, my intention, whether I have an agenda. All of these things adds up to living consciously. And the more conscious you are, the more conscious you are throughout your day, the more you practice being conscious. In other words, something happens to you or somebody says something to you that you know, may push your button. But the response, your response is thought out. Your response, you might actually have to, you know, take a pause for a second. Because you don't respond right away, you respond consciously. And when you behave, and when you practice conscious living and you respond consciously, guess what you are going to be experiencing more of? Happiness. Now, I define happiness as the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen to you. It's all about going through this life, traveling through this thing we call life, grounded and rooted in a few things that will always add to your happiness. Trust. Trusting that everything is happening for a reason. Everything is happening to serve you. Everything is happening for your betterment. Surrendering meaning letting go. Letting go of attachments, letting go of what you think you know, letting go of all of the beliefs that don't work for you and don't serve you anymore. The topic for today's show, and oh, by the way, I want to let you know, I'm just such a horrible salesperson. I just really am. It's just not my forte. So let me get this out. I am available for speaking engagements. I am available for weekend workshops. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I've been teaching the importance of happiness classes for over 3 years. And I'm now living in Oregon, which brings me to today's topic, which is living with uncertainty. One of the things that adds to your happiness, that adds to your peace, that adds to your contentment, that adds to your vibration of satisfaction, and that adds to your balance, that adds to your relaxation, okay, all of that equals happiness. Being able to be relaxed through life, being able to feel balanced, being able to, I'm good, universe. There's nothing else I need, I want, I desire, nothing. Other than what you are showing me, what you are providing for me, what you are giving to me, universe, I'm cool with whatever you bring me. And that word, the operative word in that sentence is whatever. You know, I use that as one of my mantras during the day when stuff happens, when shit happens, I'm like, whatever. Because it is, and that word whatever is really a word that we're going to examine today. Let me ask you this question. Are you, my dear audience, are you okay? Are you balanced? Are you at peace? Are you happy? Without having any idea of what's going to happen in the future. Without having any plans as to what you want to do in the future. Without having any goals. See, this uncertainty concept, this practicing living with uncertainty is no joke. I have to say that living in Oregon has forced me, and I mean forced me, to practice even more. I thought I had it in California. Little did I know that when I moved and now living in Oregon, and you know what? Let me say something, audience. I have no idea how long I'm going to be here. That's how much I'm practicing living with uncertainty. I have no idea how long I'm going to be living in Oregon. I really don't. Something could happen tomorrow. Something could happen in 6 months. Where I find myself living somewhere else. See, when I made the commitment decades ago, and if you've listened to the show, sorry in advance for this over and over and over and over. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this being happy is a daily commitment, like any other commitment you have. It's just about being happy. And when I say it's a commitment, I mean that with every cell in my body. When I say committed, I mean that there's nothing else. There's nothing else I'm interested in doing other than committing to my happiness, my peace, my contentment, my vibration of balance, of relaxation, the vibration of satisfaction. There's absolutely nothing else. Nothing. Living in Oregon, one of the things that is so uncertain. Okay, let me just start with this, the obvious, one of the obvious ones. And I had no idea because, listen, I'm a California girl. In California, the weather is certain. I mean, if it rains or it gets cold, I mean, listen, the sun is certain in California. The weather is 80% certain. It's sunny smoggy. I'm talking about Los Angeles. Sunny, smoggy, but it's certain. And now, no wonder everybody lives in California and or Florida. Or it's the weather. And living in one of the things is the weather. And living in Oregon, how it may be temporarily, who knows? I'm okay, universe. Could be here today, could be somewhere else tomorrow. One of the things that you know, I've met a few Oregonians, and they said, you know, the one thing you're going to be certain about Oregon weather, you're never going to be certain. It's going to change without notice. For instance, yesterday there were winds. I mean, the winds were so strong yesterday. Then it rained. And then the sun was out, and it was warm. I mean, it went from a little overcast in the morning to the winds, to the sun, to the rain, all in one day. Now, I got to say, I got my left hand up. I'm not used to any of that. I'm used to consistency. I'm used to knowing that I can walk out of the house with my sandals on. That uncertainty, living with uncertainty, is a practice that I have to say is concentrated now. Concentrated because if you've listened to the show, you know I retired from my day job, which means there's nothing on schedule. I left California, and I left teaching fitness classes throughout the week. What did I have? 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, at least 7 or 8 classes every week, each week, to living in Oregon, no classes. Well, I have one class that I teach once a week. But that waking up with absolutely no schedule, with no direction other than following my intuition, following my inspiration. Scratch the intuition and inspiration. I wanted to say inspiration first. Following my inspiration. That's it. If I'm inspired to take a walk, if I'm inspired to shopping, go, you know, grocery shopping, whatever I'm inspired to do, that's what I'm going to do. The other day, one of the things, who knew living in the middle of the forest would have to fight off the springtime robin activity. I'm living in an area where it's a lot of trees. I got a lot of windows. I don't know if I shared this story already. I might have. But what has happened, I mean, I remember a bird hitting the window and then falling down, and I thought that I might have shared this already. Forgive me if you've listened to it twice. But now what's happening is with these robins, and they are robins, they're banging, they're coming to the window, and they're purposely banging on the window repeatedly. Repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. And audience, let me tell you something. It's been 3 weeks now with the robins and the banging on the windows. I did tell this story. From covering all the windows to the last resort, and the only thing that is working now is I bought a BB pistol from Walmart. It was only $19, semi-automatic. And when the robins come banging on the window and I just fire shots out into the air, they leave. Now, that is a commitment every single day that I have to. Basically, I call it, I'm on patrol. I'm on robin patrol. And every, you know, few minutes or so, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I'm out there shooting. So these robins, and they only do it in the morning, you know, morning early afternoon, and then they leave. back to uncertainty. The practice and the behavior of living in the future and or living in the past, both of those practices, both of those behaviors subtract from your happiness. They just do. The past is over. The future is not even in existence. So the only thing we have is this present moment. And I have to say that living with uncertainty, practicing living with uncertainty, is becoming more and more and more of who I am. Don't ask me about what I did last week. How was your weekend? I don't know. I forgot. What are you gonna do for the weekend? Oh, that's one of my favorite questions. What are you doing this weekend? How the hell do I know? I have no clue. Even if I have plane tickets. Even if I have plane tickets, I still don't know if I'm getting on the plane until I'm on the plane. It's really going back to that, to the start of who we were. You know, I told this story or didn't use this analogy of the baby. And we did not come out a year, you know, a month. We were not born, number one, thinking about the past or definitely not thinking about the future. All of those behaviors, past, future, thinking, obsessing, focusing on, staying in, going to, are all learned behaviors. Look out into the animal world. The animals are living in the moment. It is really a practice. Now, how do you do that? How can you not practice the future? What about if you have to have something to look forward to? That's something else that the ego is throwing in there. The ego throws in there. The mind throws in there. There's got to be something to look forward to. And if there isn't anything to look forward to, then I don't feel good. If there isn't anything to look forward to, then I'm depressed or I'm sad or I'm, oh God, I don't have anything to look forward to. I'm telling you, this thing about having to look something to look forward to, and if I don't have anything to look forward to, now I'm lost, now I'm sad, now I'm depressed, now I'm, now what? The only reason I have been practicing living with uncertainty so feverishly is because I don't have a schedule. And I refuse to allow my ego to dictate my behavior. Oh, my ego would love to just list a lot of things to look forward to or to do in the future. Oh, it needs it. The ego needs to look forward to the future. Listen, I see what's going on out there. If there isn't an activity planned, activity from a basketball game to a race car, I'm trying to think of, what are those, the race cars that people always attend? Indy 500, you know, all of these activities, they're fine. But what if you don't have anything to do? What if you don't have anything to look forward to? Can you still feel good? Can you still feel a sense of wholeness, connectedness to the universe? Can you still feel at peace? with nothing to do and nothing to look forward to. I'm laughing because that's my life. Now I have to say this. This is, you know, I'm running around here saying I'm a happiness specialist, and I'm saying it for a reason, because if I preach it, if I talk it, I gotta walk it. And I'm here to say that, boy, oh boy, did my ego have a field day with this one. You gotta have something. Something to look for. What does that mean? You just do nothing? Nothing? Is that satisfying? What accomplishment? No, the satisfaction comes from being, not from doing. The ego is very tricky. I'm satisfied because of what I'm doing. I'm satisfied because of what I'm accomplishing. I'm satisfied because of. But I'm here to tell you that sense of satisfaction is very short-lived. Very short-lived. Just ask the biggest name in the world. Some of the biggest names, some of the biggest talents in the world. I'm just talking about the people that have before their time. I'm not even going to say before their time, because apparently it was their time to check out from Prince to Michael Jackson to Robin Williams to all of the people that, to Whitney Houston, all of the people that, there's a sense of imbalance. I'm not going to say right or wrong. I'm just saying there's a sense of imbalance. Something was imbalanced. And I'm here to share, my dear audience, that the balance comes from what you commit to on a daily basis. The balance comes from what you practice. And this practice, what you're going to do, when you practice the things that add to your happiness, and one of them is being able to be at peace with uncertainty, when you practice being at peace with uncertainty, not knowing, not only not knowing, not caring about what's going to happen tomorrow. Why am I invested in tomorrow? That doesn't even make sense. When the only real moment is the present. How's that for a short little show? This last thing I want to share with you. I wrote this and it really bears repeating because I never know who's listening. It's called the blame game. The blame game people play. It's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or do not have. It's not who won the election or the price of gas or the weather. It's not your health or the aches and pains in life. It's definitely not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. Not your children. It ain't your parents. Your happiness, your inner peace depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different during any challenging moment throughout the day? You can. Look in the mirror and choose a different perspective. Elevate your consciousness. Grow. Be different than who you were last week, last month, last year. Your growth, your chosen perspective, and your level of consciousness will dictate how much peace and happiness you will feel in every moment. I'm throwing it out that this living with uncertainty and being okay with uncertainty and not living in the past and definitely not living in the future adds to your peace, your happiness, your contentment, your balance. And it also kind of messes with your sense of satisfaction. How can I be satisfied when I don't have anything to do? It's a practice when you are committed to, in my opinion, the only priority. You want to change the world, my dear audience? You change. You grow. You want it, you want the world more peaceful? You have to be more peaceful. You affect the world with everything, with all of your vibration, with everything you do and say. You're angry, guess what you're contributing to the world? And I have to say this because this is the last thing I'm going to throw out there. You know, if you're living in the United States, this last election, presidential election, just shook the country and shook the country upside down. And it's interesting because living in California, if you put a Trump supporter sticker on your car, get ready to have your car vandalized. But living in Oregon, especially where I'm living, there's a lot of Trump stickers on these cars. Now, I'm not saying positive or negative. What I do want to tell you is if you are one of those people, and it's not even about the president, it's about anything. If you are one of those people that is judgmental and finds fault with anything or anybody, the real truth is all of what you're finding fault with is with yourself. Don't think that for one moment you're looking out there, you're pointing your finger at something out there other than you. Because whatever you describe anybody, including the president, including people you don't, including your coworkers, whatever you describe these people as, that's who you are. See, it's so interesting to me that all of the, a lot of the people out there who are bashing anyone from the president down to, it could be anyone out in the media. Whatever you find fault with, whatever you're bashing, whatever you look at and find a problem, people, this is a hard one, put your seatbelts on. You're really talking about yourself. And all of this hate and all of this ill will and all of this, you know what I mean. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because I used to be just like that. I would find fault with anyone, especially, can you imagine finding fault with people that you don't even know, that you've never even met? What kind of sense does that even make? So every time you do that, you engage in that kind of behavior, you might as well just drink a cup of poison. You might as well shoot yourself in the foot. You might as well be unhappy. This happiness starts with self, acceptance, non-judgmental behavior starts with self. And the only reason why people bash and get angry and point fingers is because of what's going on inside of them. And that is the truth, and that is a gift that keeps on giving, because now you don't have to take what anybody says, this anger, personally. I'm just letting you know, I know who you are by what makes you angry. I know who you are, how happy you are by what makes you angry. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel is still working in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, which I am writing now, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime. Who knows when? Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about your commitment. It is about what you prioritize in every single moment. The past, over. The future doesn't exist. Living in the present moment, being okay with uncertainty, will definitely add to your happiness. Have a great week, everybody. Yakety yak yak with you next week. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get
real.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about.
Time to get real.